Our school's day duty is apparently a bit different compared to other schools. Our school's regulations prohibit sexual or romantic relations, but when a student or teacher's urges get to be too much for them, they're allowed to use the sex service provided by those on duty. Basically, they get to fuck any female student who is part of sex service. The system is supposed to help them concentrate during class. At first, I was baffled by it, but it's school regulations, so there's not really a way around it. When you're on duty, you're obligated to comply with anyone's request. You can't deny them service, even if you're tired. Even when we're on break, there's no exception. Meanwhile, the beautification committee cleans up the sperm. Many students don't like it when others touch their bodies, but I've gotten pretty used to it. I'm fine with someone grabbing my chest, but personally, I can't stand when they touch my stomach at times. It's embarrassing, and what does that have to do with my duties? I'm used to providing service with my mouth as well. Being on day duty is a lot of work, but there aren't that many things to remember. I guess what you need to be mindful of are your voice and other sounds. We're in the middle of class, so we need to be as quiet as possible. Service work continues even during lunch. You're at least excused from it while eating, but requests also flood in before the fifth period starts, so you don't really get any time to relax. Being on duty is tough, but honestly, the class president has it even tougher because she has to provide service to all the students in the school. I never want to become the class president. Honestly, I never really had much of an issue with the services that we have to do on a daily basis, but that was only with strangers. No one tells you how hard it is to do it when it's something you actually know. And with it being my childhood friend, that was a whole nother ballgame.
Sorry for being late, Sensei. I was just eating lunch. And kinda lost track of the time. Sorry. I promise I won't be late again. Okay, I'll go to my seat, sorry. Hey, long time no see.
What the hell, when did you end up in this class?
I haven't seen you in a while. We need to hang out more often. When did you get this English class?
Oh, this is so terrible. Please tell me this isn't happening.
I didn't really know. No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just,
I might have to fucking fuck you or something. Please don't tell me.
Nothing. It's nothing. What do you mean, am I on duty? I'm always on duty. Until the school day ends. I don't know. I've just been very busy with this whole thing. But that doesn't excuse why you haven't been hanging out after school. We literally grew up together. What, are you ignoring me or something? Do you have a girlfriend? You just haven't changed, have you? What? You can't tell me that you don't still have moments where you're just dishonest with yourself. I mean, you're always in denial. Remember that one time you had that girlfriend and you didn't tell me because you thought I was gonna be jealous or whatever?
I was jealous, but that's not the point. That's some of the examples I was talking about.
God, why does his smile have to be so cute?
I'm just saying. Seems like sometimes you're not honest with me because you're afraid of how I'll react to something. I mean, we're only getting older. You can only hide stuff from me for so long before I start to figure it out. So, be honest. Do you have a girlfriend?
Why am I even asking him this? I already know how I'm gonna feel if he says yes. I'll just feel dumb.
Okay, then. Why are you acting so funny towards me? You don't usually act this way.
Did he really just say that? Did he really just say that out loud?
Stop joking around. It's not funny.
There's no way. There's no way that this guy is even remotely attracted to me. We've been friends since we were kids. There's just no way.
Thank you, I guess.
What do I do? What do I do? Look, I don't know how to respond to this. I don't know how to handle this.
You have something to tell me? Well, go ahead and tell me.
What else can you tell me? He already just called me cute. Did he really just ask me to give service to him? This is exactly what I was worried about.
What? Why me?
Why?
Well, you know, you've never done anything together before.
How am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to do service to my friend? Even though I have a crush on him, but
I don't think he can.
I mean, it's kind of a lie. I'm just too embarrassed to. But, okay.
Okay, fine. But only because you said you feel uncomfortable doing it with a random girl, and the last thing I want is for my childhood friend to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, and also like the fact that I've wanted to do this for a while.
Just focus on class, okay?
How do I do this?
Don't react or anything, or I'll get embarrassed.
Okay, so he's really quiet right now. Anyway, why do I feel so burning? He's getting stiffer in my mouth. My head feel all fuzzy. So I'm just gonna... Is he gonna call me?
Is that enough? You want more? Fine. What do you want me to do next? Anyone
okay? Hold on. Kinda nervous. Is there anything else you want me to do? One more thing. Fuck. I knew he was gonna ask me for that. He just knew it. No. Why am I even trying to deny him anyways? I already know what'll happen if I try to deny him or break the rules. Harder.